Tom's Midnight Garden by Philippa Pierce, read by Jan Francis. Chapter 1. Exile. If, standing alone on the back doorstep, Tom allowed himself to weep tears, they were tears of anger. He looked his goodbye at the garden and raged that he had to leave it and Peter. They had planned to spend their time here so joyously these holidays. Town gardens are small as a rule, and the Longs garden was no exception to the rule. There was a vegetable plot, and a grass plot, and one flower bed, and a rough patch by the back fence. In this last, the apple tree grew. It was large, but bore very little fruit, and accordingly the two boys had always been allowed to climb freely over it. These holidays they would have built a treehouse among its branches. Tom gazed, and then turned back into the house. As he passed the foot of the stairs, he called up, "Goodbye, Peter!" There was a croaking answer. He went out onto the front doorstep, where his mother was waiting with his suitcase. He put his hand out for it, but Mrs. Long clung to the case for a moment, claiming his attention first. "You know, Tom," she said, "it's not nice for you to be rushed away like this to avoid the measles, but it's not nice for us either. Your father and I will miss you, and so will Peter. Peter's not having a nice time anyway with measles." "I didn't say you'd all be having a nice time without me," said Tom. "All I said was..." "Shh, whispered his mother, looking past him to the road and the car that waited there and the man at its driving wheel. She gave Tom the case and then bent over him, pushing his tie up to cover his collar button and letting her lips come to within a few inches of his ear. "Tom, dear Tom," she murmured, trying to prepare him for the weeks ahead.